And last week we learned that Jesus Christ is risen. If the Jesus is not risen, then our faith is useless and our ministry is useless. You can see around the world, there are all kinds of denominations, all kinds of religions. And if you remember, Jesus Christ said to his disciples while he was going, you can read in the book of Acts, chapter 1, Acts 1, 4, 5.
And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.
Verse 8.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Jesus Christ said to his disciples while he was going, do not leave the Jerusalem until you fill with the Holy Ghost. And the word of God says the disciples obeyed him and they were waiting for the Holy Spirit to come. My today's subject is not about Holy Spirit. Today's subject is about the witnessing. They were waiting to witness about Jesus Christ. If you remember the Peter, when Jesus Christ was arrested and he followed Christ, when he was warming himself, one of the high priest's servant, a girl, asked him, you are with him? He said, no. And the word of God says he denied three times. And finally, he repented. But now see the change, Peter. Once the Holy Spirit came upon them, they were not the same people. They were completely transformed by the power of God. They were not afraid of anyone. And they were preaching the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. First day, Peter started preaching, and the word of God says 3,000 people got saved and baptized. And the message he gave about salvation, water baptism, and the Holy Spirit. Let's read book of Acts chapter 2, starting from 36 to 41.
Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Now see here, Peter was simply preaching a simple gospel. But that gospel had the power. Sometimes some people preach very loud, dancing, sweating, and telling so much, but that word doesn't go anywhere. Because it's according to who is preaching. If the person is born again, his person is completely dedicated, and person is completely sold out, then that word has power. I have seen people, they smoke, and then they go and preach, and nothing happens. Here Peter simply preached the message of repentance, talking about Jesus Christ, and the word of God says he was preaching about salvation, he was preaching about the water baptism, and he was preaching about the Holy Spirit. Let's read following.
For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Now, what promise he is talking about? Promise to receive the Holy Spirit is for everyone. Many people thinking the Holy Spirit is not coming right now. This happened only 2,000 years ago. And now the Holy Spirit is not given. Holy Spirit is everywhere. And we already automatically got it. And that's what the people are teaching. But Peter is saying, if anyone calls upon Jesus Christ, anyone gives their life to Jesus Christ, anyone get baptized, they're all going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongue. Okay, verse 40.
And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
People are saying, what should we do? The word of God pricked their heart, and the word of God said they gladly received the message, and 3,000 people got saved, baptized that day. Do you remember when Moses went to get the commandment, and here the people were dancing with the bull, and they were completely sold out to the devil, and here Moses was fasting for 40 days. He comes with the word of God, he comes the law of God, and the people are not ready to hear. So he destroyed all those tablets, made the powder of that their God, and told them to drink it. And their God was in their belly. And so that day, the word of God says 3,000 people died. Now see how the word of God says, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, the law kills, but the Spirit gives life. Please read.
Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life.
Letter means law. The law killeth, but the Spirit gives life. When the Moses brought the law, that law was not able to save anybody, but the people got killed, destroyed. But the Spirit of God gives us life. That's what the message of salvation came by, the power of God. Now there are so many people preaching the word of God, but if the man of God is not anointed by the Holy Spirit, if the man of God is not dedicated to the Lord, then the people will not get saved, healed, delivered, or set free. If you read in a book of Mark, people were there when Jesus, he was going to heaven. Mark 16:20.
And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
See what he's saying? And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with the signs following. That's the kind of the powerful message is given to us. We have to preach the gospel with the signs and wonders and miracles. There are people telling you the miracles are over. The word of God says God was with them. Because Jesus Christ says in Matthew chapter 28, if you remember, he says, I will be always with you until the end of the age. And so he is not just walking with you silently, he is there to do signs and wonders and miracles, and he confirms, yes, I'm with you. Do it for the glory of God. Now, what we're doing, we are his hands, we are his feet, we are his mouth, and we are his people. Without us, God cannot do anything. Now, people say, oh, God can give somebody dream and vision and this and that. Yes, but we are the one telling them about Jesus. And when the vision comes and dream comes, they will understand what we were talking about. Book of Hebrews, chapter 2, if you read verse 3 and 4, it says, God does miracles, signs and wonders, and he approves it.
How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?
Now, here says, this gospel, this salvation message, is started from Jesus. Jesus did it, John the Baptist did it, and now he says, God has already confirmed to each and everyone who hears it. God will say, okay, this is it. What Peter is saying is right, because this is real, the word of God. Verse 4.
God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will.
Now what is trying to say? And the God also bearing them the witness, both in with signs and the wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. What does it mean? God is saying, I'm with you, Peter. I'm with you, John. I'm with you, Paul. Do what you can do in my name. Now, some denomination, they don't talk about miracles. They don't talk about healing. They don't pray about healing. In that church, no miracle will happen. But here the word of God says, the healing is not done away. He says, God does with the signs and wonders and miracles and with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and he is confirming it. I am with you. Do it. You are not alone, because he promised us to do the signs and wonders and miracles. Jesus Christ died, was buried, and risen, and he went to heaven. And they saw with their own eyes. Those people are called eyewitnesses. And so nobody can suppress them. And in the beginning we saw Peter start preaching. And 3,000 people got saved and healed and delivered and set free. Let's go to the book of Acts chapter 5. Start reading from verse 12.
And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one.
And they were healed every one. Can you imagine? Peter believed what Jesus said. Jesus said in St. John chapter 14, verse 12, I'm going to go to my Father. Whatever the miracles I did, you do also. And you will do great miracles. Here Peter was not afraid of anybody. He started doing signs and wonders and miracles. And when he's passing by, his shadow started healing people. And hundreds and thousands of people got saved, healed, delivered. The word of God says everyone. Can you imagine everyone who came with a sickness and disease, everyone got healed. In those days, they didn't have the modern technology like today. God does miracles today. These believers, they just didn't doubt anything in their mind. They didn't care what the world is saying. They said, we are going to be witness to the whole world. And Jesus Christ says, start from what? Jerusalem. Then go to Judea. Then go to Samaria. Then go to uttermost part of the world. And they start doing it. You are still in the book of Acts chapter 5. Start reading from verse 28. Acts 5, starting from verse 28.
Saying, did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us.
What the people are saying, these Pharisees and other people, didn't we tell you not to preach about this name? But you have preached so much, the whole Jerusalem is filled with your doctrine. That means there is not a single person doesn't know what Jesus Christ did. I'm surprised this gospel is preached to America hundreds of years ago. Not only that, Billy Graham, Walter Robert, T.L. Osborne, and many other people preach the gospel in America. And there are still people are preaching. They go to big, big town halls, big, big stadiums, and thousands of people come forward, and every day they are doing this. And just think, if that is true, and the people who got saved, they are truly got saved, America will not be this way today. But what's happening? People hear this way, it goes that way. Read verse 29.
Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men."
So they were saying, don't preach about Jesus Christ. What they're saying, we should listen to you or we listen to God. Now today, they're saying, don't preach, don't teach, don't read the Bible, don't pray. And government places, if you go to pray, you don't use the name of Jesus, and you cannot say in Jesus' name, amen. Otherwise, that prayer, they will not allow you to pray. Today, what they do, when you go to the government places to pray, they will say, what are you going to pray? Show us before. There was a one minister, he said, I didn't pray yet, so how can I tell you? I didn't pray yet, so I cannot tell you. And then those kind of ministers, they can say anything what they want, and they can pray in Jesus' name. But now the ministers are afraid, they want big name, so okay, I'll come to the White House, I come to anywhere, but this is my prayer. Okay, then don't say God, don't say anything, don't say Jesus, and just say amen. Okay, and that's the way they're doing it. If somebody tells me, don't talk about Jesus just like Peter, I'm going to say, I should listen to God or I should listen to you. I'm not here to please people. One time I went to one village and the man was very rich. He has hundreds and thousands of bulls and cattle and horses. And I went there and he was 65 and I was maybe 21 or 22. And I went and said, Uncle, you are drinking and a drum of liquor is outside. And you have the cigarette of stock of 5-10 years. I came here to tell you, if you don't give up all those things, God is going to judge you because you are the elder in the church. He said, all the big, big pastors came from London and America, and big, big people came. I give them $500, $200. They just salute me and left away. I said, sir, I did not come begging a bread from you. I gave up everything and followed Christ. That same night, it's a long story, the same night that man was completely delivered and set free, and he was a witness to 10 villages. So point I'm making, I'm not here to look at somebody's face and say, oh, if I say something, my income is gone. Next time I cannot go to that village. Next time I cannot talk to that person. No. He said, I should listen to you or listen to God. God has called me with a definite high calling. So no turning back. I'm not looking for a penny. I was talking to somebody yesterday on the radio program. And I said, I'm serving the Lord since 1956, and I never took a salary. What? You never took a salary? I said, yes, ma'am. Why? Because freely given, freely give. And that's what I'm doing. Let's read verse 30. Acts 5:30.
The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom he slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand, to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
You kill my Jesus, you crucify my Jesus, but God raised him and made him prince and king. He was not afraid. He was afraid of little girl, denied Jesus 3 times. Today the same man is saying, you killed my Jesus. You crucified my Jesus. But the God raised him and he became the Prince of Israel. He is the King over all the world. Read verse 32.
And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him.
So he is saying, we are the witnesses. And you want to be witness? He will give you the Holy Spirit. He will give the same power. He will give the same authority. Don't think that I already got the Holy Spirit. And say, you got the Holy Spirit? Yes. Do you speak in tongues? No, I don't have that gift. Speaking in tongue is not a gift. Speaking in tongue is the evidence that you have the Holy Spirit. So the Peter is saying, I got it, and I'm using it, and you can have it too. Just obey Jesus Christ. Just listen to the word of God. Just follow the word of God. He says, we are the witnesses. And then we see another man called Stephen. He start preaching. His preaching is a long, big preaching. And his preaching hurt those people's heart. They stoned him and killed him. He was the first martyr. And with him, there was another man who was chosen. They were chosen just to do the food service. Washing dishes, cooking foods, and things like that. The word of God says their qualification was what? Did not ask, do you know how to use spices? Do you know how to heat up the food? They said, these people should be chosen to food service, but their qualification is what? They should be well known in community. They should be knowing the word of God. They should be filled with the Holy Spirit, and they should be ready to serve the Lord. And those kind of people were chosen to food service. And one person already became martyrs, and the one person went to Samaria. Let's read Book of Acts, chapter 8, start reading from verse 5 to 8.
Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city.
The word of God says, go to uttermost part of the world. I have to go to Samaria. And he went there. All heathens. The word of God was preached. Jesus was the one first preaching there. Do you remember that Samaritan lady came to drink the water? So some of the people were already knew about Jesus. But there was a man who was doing magic and sorcery. So he was dominating that whole city and people were suppressed. Here comes Philip. Preach about Jesus. Science and wonders and miracles start happening. Even though that man got saved and many people got healed, and the word of God says, and there was a great joy in that city. Can you imagine? Not one person, not two people, whole city was rejoicing. There was a joy in the city. Why? Because of one man, Philip, had the mission. Went there, put his life on the line. No matter if I get killed, I get killed. I'm going to go and tell these people about Jesus. And the whole city had the revival. When you are under the power of demonic forces, you get depressed. You get killed. You get poverty. You get all kinds of problems. The word of God says the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. So now Philip comes here with the power of Jesus Christ and gives the joy to the whole city. And the whole city was thanking God and glorifying God. But God was thinking about another man. There is another man was the queen's treasurer. And he was reading the word of God. Going in the desert place. Can you imagine if somebody reading the word of God, searching about Jesus Christ, God will answer your prayer. Just give Bible to somebody. If you don't know how to witness, give New Testament. Don't give the Old Testament first. When you give the New Testament or John's Gospel, tell that person, please read this 3 times. And then if you have a question, call me. I guarantee you, before he calls you, he will give his heart to Jesus Christ. Same chapter, book of Acts, chapter 8, start reading from verse 36 to 40.
And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea.
Can you imagine? Philip was having revival in Samaria. Whole city got saved, and so many people were blessed. Hear what happens. God says, there is another man reading about me and doesn't understand. He was reading the Isaiah chapter 53. Philip runs and says, Hey, what are you reading? Do you understand? He said, I don't. Come and tell me. He started from Jesus' salvation message and everything and talk about water baptism and Holy Spirit and everything. And the man was going in the chariot and he saw the water. Water was not a Jordan River. But he said, Is this water enough for me to be baptized? He said, If you believe it. And the man believed, be baptized. And when he comes out the water, Philip disappeared. The man was not disappointed. He went rejoicing. Point I'm making, we have to preach the gospel about Jesus Christ to people. And don't worry, God will take care of them. He says, what happened to Enoch? You go and see Ethiopia, how many people are Christian today. So point I'm making, our job is to tell people about Jesus Christ. If he has done some miracles in your life, don't just keep quiet. Keep on telling. And you will be surprised. Why are you telling me? Somebody says, because I want you to listen. So if anyone in your family, here or anywhere else, I'm going to pray for them. And God is going to do miracles. Our God is a miracle working God. Jesus Christ is not dead. He's alive. He promised that he will be with you. So why are we worried? Why we are afraid? Why we are ashamed? We should be shouting from the mountaintop. Just like Philip, just like Peter. And see here Paul. Go to the book of Acts chapter 13. Paul, he was destroying the Christians. The day he got saved, 3 days he was fasting, 3rd day God healed him, and that same day he preached in Damascus. He wanted to kill them, now he's talking about Jesus. And God used him mightily wherever he went. Let's read book of Acts chapter 13, starting from verse 26.
Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of the salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem, and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. But God raised him from the dead. And he was seen many days of them, which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people.
Now what Paul is saying, you people in Jerusalem, you people are saying you are the children of Abraham. Listen to me what God has done for you. He sent his son Jesus Christ. You didn't understand. You killed him. You crucified him. He is risen today. And he says hundreds and thousands of people. St. Paul says more than 500 people were there when Jesus Christ went to heaven. So he says all of his disciples were testifying, preaching, doing signs and wonders and miracles. And they are witnessing to everyone. Not only in Jerusalem, everywhere. So what is his message? He says, we are the witnesses of Jesus Christ. Then you know, he got a message. Somebody says, in Macedonia, they call Macedonia call. The man comes and says, come and help us. And if you read the whole story about Macedonia call, Paul went there to Macedonia. He didn't see anybody. He saw some ladies doing the work. He looked everywhere. He was looking for a man who called him to come and help us. He could not find one. And somebody would say, he got a bad vision. He didn't find anybody. When he was beaten and putting in a jail, and he and Silas, they were praying, and God opened the prison doors. The jailer thought the prisoners are gone, so he was going to kill himself. He said, hey, don't kill yourself. We are all here. And then, go back to the book of Acts chapter 16, and read verse 30 and 31.
And brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house.
Now see, this man saw this miracle, and he said, what should I do to get saved? He said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will get saved and your household. Now, Paul thinking, this was the Macedonia call. This was the man was calling. And now this man got saved. And he said, your household will be saved. It's not going to be automatically. Some people say, I'm claiming that word. What this man did, told Paul and Silas, come to my house. And they went midnight. And they preached. And all the household of this man heard the word of God, gave their heart to Jesus Christ, got saved and baptized the same night. If you believe, you will be saved and your household. What are you doing for your household to get saved? Just repeating this word 1,000 times will not work. You have to say, if this word says, I believe in Jesus Christ, I got saved, my family has to believe. The word of God says, how are they going to believe without a preacher? Go to the book of Romans, chapter 10. Start reading from verse 13 to 17.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach, except they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Esaias saith, Lord, who hath believed our reports? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
What the word of God is saying, call upon Jesus, and you'll get saved. So the word of God is saying, if you want your family to get saved, you better tell them about Jesus. You better invite somebody to your house. You should arrange some meeting. You should have some conference with your children. And tell them, I want to tell your listen to this man of God, or listen to this preacher, or read this message. Because they are not going to say it because you read this book of Acts chapter 16 verse 31 and repeat, I believe that, I believe that, I believe that I'm saved and my household will be automatically saved. It's not going to happen. We have to let these people know who is the Savior. How are you going to get saved? What you have to do? He said the faith comes but what? Hearing the word of God. Keep on listening to the word of God. Keep on telling. Some people will say, Mom, I don't want to hear, otherwise I will not come to your house. I don't want to hear. I would say, get out of here. Never come back. If you want to listen, come back. If you don't want to listen, get out of my house. We are so afraid. Now the children are running the families instead of you running them. Point I'm making, the word of God is saying, if you want your family to be saved, you better let them hear the word of God. If they don't want to hear anything, and they telling you to do something, I said, what? I don't hear you. He said, are you deaf? No. Listen what God says in Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2. He said, my ears are not deaf, my hand is not shortened. Why I'm not listening to you? Because of your sin. Son, my daughter, if you don't listen to me, I don't listen to you. And what are you saying, Mom? John 3:16. God so loved the world, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you believe, sir? That's the message. We tell the people, otherwise they are not going to get saved automatically. Promise is there, but you have to do something. The word of God says faith is what? Faith is action. Faith without works is what? Dead. That means we don't get saved with a work. We got saved by faith. But when faith comes, we start working. Jesus works with us. We just heard it. Jesus is working with us. When we have the will to tell somebody and you are shivering, oh, I don't know how I'm going to say, I'm sweating. Don't worry. He says, I'll put the words in your mouth. You're not the preacher. Holy Spirit is the preacher. I am the preacher. You just go. And that's the way to go and tell somebody. How you become a preacher? Ask Billy Graham. Billy Graham said, I didn't know how to preach. He said, I preached 4 or 5 hours of preaching. And he said, I finished it within 5 minutes. He said, I went to the, you know, preaching to the cows and preaching to the trees. And that's the way he got boldness to preach. Jesus Christ, the word of God says, he was the greatest preacher ever lived on earth. And he was preaching with what? Authority and power. There is none like Jesus. Did you see Jesus preparing the message and writing? You see some of the preacher, their eyes doesn't go out of the page. They go this way, they forget what they said. They come back to the where the page is in. Jesus is the preacher. Holy Spirit is the preacher. You go and tell your relatives and friends and everybody you love. If you're not telling them, actually what you're doing? You are letting them go to hell. And you'll be sorry later on. There was a minister came to me. He said, I was dealing with one man, a business. Did the business for 16 to 20 years. And he wanted to know about Jesus Christ. But I didn't have courage to tell him. And he died, and I felt sorry. I said, sir, you made a great mistake. You went to somebody for 20 years, and you didn't have courage. Why? Because if he tells him, he may not do business with him. And so he lost the man because of the business. I'm not worried. I went to do the business with somebody. I said, sir, here is my card. Come to service. He took my card, threw it away. He said, I don't believe in God. I'm a businessman. So I took the stuff, but I did not pick up the card. I said, sir, that card will come handy one day, and you will need Jesus. And I left. It took 3 years. 3 years later, he comes like, I could not even recognize him. He says, do you recognize me? I said, no, sir. Do you recognize this? Yes, sir. You remember, you gave it to me and I threw it out and you didn't take it. I said, now I know who you are. What can I do for you? He says, 3 years, I'm suffering. I went to every doctor in town. I took all kinds of medicine. I even went to my town, my hometown, did everything. Doctor told me, within 2 weeks, you're going to die. He said, you told me Jesus is the answer. Do you think Jesus can do something for me? I said, sir, you came to the right place. Today, God is going to heal you. I laid hand and prayed for him. It's a long story, but I'm cutting it short. And I told him to go for checkup. He went to doctor, completely cured. And then that man and myself, we were visiting in the hospital. And the doctor comes. He said, hey, you are a minister, and this man is a Communist Party leader. How you became friend? I said, ask him. He said, sir, I did not believe in any God, but Jesus is the only God. He saved me. He healed me. That's why Pastor Peter is my friend now. What I'm trying to say, if they want to hear it, if they don't want to hear it, I believe if you tell them Jesus is the answer and one day you will need him, they will remember. And so the message is for everyone. Don't be afraid of people. Don't say what I'm going to say. Everybody is afraid first time, but God gives you grace. And you will be dynamic preacher someday. Okay, let's go to the 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm talking about Paul. Chapter 15, verse 3 and 4.
For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures.
Jesus Christ came according to the Scripture. He died according to the Scripture, and he rose according to the Scripture, and he is the one real God. If anyone reads the Bible, studies the Word, they will never get lost, because the Word of God has power. Let's go to the 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. Saint Paul is talking about himself and his calling.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope.
Now what he's trying to say, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Now he's saying, I am not called by any man. I am not called by any denomination. I am not paid by any church. I'm called by Jesus Christ. When I was young and start studying the Paul's Gospels and Paul's letters, and he inspired me. Paul never took a salary. I thought if Paul didn't take it, I'm not going to take it. Peter said, silver and gold I have none. And he healed that lame man. I said, well, do you see the wedding ring? No, I'm a married man. Married for 42 years. We just celebrate our wedding anniversary this month. So what I'm trying to say, when the man was begging, blind man, and the Spirit of the Lord told me, this man is going to get healed. Pray for him. It's a long story. I'm cutting it short. I just said to this man, silver and gold, I have none. Say, what do you have? I have Jesus Christ. I was blind literally. God healed me. The same God is going to heal your blindness. And I gave him a chance. He said, I'm Muslim. I said, don't worry. Jesus died for the Muslim. He died for Hindus. He died for everybody. If you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will be healed. And I prayed for him, and instantly the blindness was healed. And God healed him. Now just think, if I got scared and God says, pray for him, and I said, Lord, if that man doesn't get healed and he's Muslim, he's going to kill me. I was not worried. I said, if God said it, he's going to do it. And I said, silver and gold I have none. I don't put anything in your basket. But what God has given to me, I'm going to put it in your heart. Man got healed. The point I'm making, St. Paul is saying, God chosen him. God called him. And now he says, there is only hope for mankind in Jesus. There is no other hope. We should be telling people, receive Jesus Christ. We have hope and peace in Christ. Okay, you are in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1, starting from verse 15 to 17.
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
So what he's trying to say, our God is only wise God is Jesus. And he says, I am the testimony of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only Savior and there is none like him. So he is encouraging himself and he knows that there is none like Jesus. So he is encouraging other believers like Timothy. Read the 2 Timothy chapter 1 and start reading from verse 6 to 12. We are going to finish soon.
Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
See what the Paul is saying to Timothy? Don't be afraid what gift God has given to you. Stir up your gift. Go and preach. Heal people, deliver people, do signs and wonders. And he says, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but hath given us power, love, and sound mind. Don't you be afraid, he said, Timothy, go and do the things. Okay, keep on reading.
Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. That all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me.
So what Paul is saying, I got all persecution, all problems, but I encourage you, he said, don't worry about the persecutions. Don't worry about my chain. Preach the gospel. And filled with the Holy Spirit, the gifts and the anointing is on you, not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God has given this glorious gospel. So when you are a preacher, don't be afraid of the audience. We have only hope in Christ. We want to work for him, live for him, die for him, and prepare people for his soon coming. Jesus Christ is coming very soon. I have a letterhead, and underneath there is a scripture. Let's read. I'll let you know what it is. Read in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 28.
Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
What is our job? To whom we preach? Warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. That is our job. That is our ministry. That is our witness. So we want to tell the whole world what God has given to us. St. Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How about you? Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace. We heard the testimonies of Peter, Philip, John, and Apostle Paul. Lord Jesus, give us grace. Be with us, Lord, and sanctify us, and use us more and more for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen? Amen. 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 Please be seated.